Kuf Nun Aleph, Amar Aleph, the Mishnah of the Isser to be Nene from Melechas Goy. The Mishnah says, Nochri Shevi Chalim Meshabbos La'is Ben Yisrael El Kein Bo'me Mokum Korin. Also the Ur Mechof Aloi Kever, Yikover Bo'i Yisrael, V'Mishu Yisrael, Yikover Bo'i Lomim. The first halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah is, Nochri Shevi Chalim Meshabbos La'is Ben Yisrael. A Goy that brought Chalilin to be for a Levaya. The halacha is that even after Shabbos, it's also for Yisrael to use them to be maspid as a chilek of levayim. The shaila is also for how long? Taisa says also means but leishi also. However, Rashi learns no, also means also elomis. And the shaila is for what? What reason would be also elomis? Besides the fact that the mission is lechurim meduyik, not that way. We could even ask in the second chilek of the mission. The mission only says by the end. And Rishayim Rishis says a kasha that dafka by kever doesn't say loyik verboy elomis, but mashma by chalilin. Then there is no Isser Elamis. But the truth is, we can even ask when it gets a kever. Vos Epis, that when a kever is made with dog for Yisrael, is Loikver Boyer Elamis. And why is the same thing when it gets a Chalilin? How come Chalilin, according to Rashi, we have a din that Loyis Benem Elamis? Lachurro, what's the Isser, the reason for the Isser Hana, to be Nene from Lechas Goy? Rashi says in Chavdal and Mubez in Beitza, we saw, that you shouldn't be Nene from Lechas Goy. If that's the reason why, so then the chur is only as long as it takes for the malacha to be done, like it's in Vorin Tesis and the Rishenim there. However long it takes for the malacha to be done, that makes it that you're not being nene from the malachas Yisrael. But kokama, that you waited that amount of time, the chur, there's no reason whatsoever to assert forever. Why Rashi says it's a knas? The shayla is, where's the mokim bechlal for the knas? The Mishnah continues and it says, "Lois ben Yisrael elam kein bo mi makom kariv." Unless they were bo mi makom kariv, what does it mean? Elam kein bo mi makom kariv. Machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes in Rav Shmuel, mai mi makom kariv, Rav mi makom kariv. Rav Shmuel amar chashina she mechutz lachem alonu. Machlekes Rishenim exactly how to understand this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rashi learned that Rav is lachumra. The only time that it's mutter to be maspid b'hem with them is dafka in a case where you know for sure that no malacha was done, that it wasn't brought from outside the tchum. Shmuel, on the other hand, says no. Even if you don't know for sure, anytime they have a suffix, chayshinon lekula, chayshinon is we find also lekula that maybe no malacha was done. It was just outside of the chayma, not outside the tchum, just outside the chayma, the wall of the city, the night beforehand, Friday night, and no malacha was done, and therefore you know it's not going to be aser. It'll be mutter to be safe with them. The Rif, on the other hand, and the Goinim and other Rishenim, they all learn up that the Lashon HaChashinon is Kipshutai, Rav is the Kula, that we're able to be Toilet, that they were bombing Makom Karev. If we think that they bombed Makom Karev, if they came in early in the morning, we don't have to be Chashin that they came from a faraway place outside of the Tchum. However, Shmuel says HaChashinon, no, until you know for sure, we're Chashish that we're choishish that malacha was done with it, and it's going to be usher until you know for sure that no malacha was done with it. How does the Gemara come out? The Gemara brings a raya. Tani kavose the Shmuel. We have a raya like Shmuel. Now, according to Rashi, the raya has to be that we go to kula. The shaila is, where's the raya that we go to kula? What's the raya? The Gemara says at the end of Yehuda, remember, Abati Kitano, Im Yesh Bo Rishus, I'm sorry, start a little bit beforehand. Tani Kavase, the way that we're Gurus at the end, Tani Kavase the Shmuel, Ir She Yisol V'Nachum Dorimbo, V'Hayis Abam Merchat Amarchez V'Shabbos, Im Reiv Nachum, Le'er V'Rechat V'Miyad. Im Reiv Yisrael, Yam Tanech Kadei Sheikha Muhammad. Mechza, Mechza Kadei Sheikha Muhammad. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Abati Kitano, Im Yesh Bo Rishus, Rechat V'Miyad. My Rishus, Arm Yehuda, Amar Yitzhak, Im Yesh Bo Now, according to Rashi, what's the raya? The raya is from the Hemshech HaGemara of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as you have avodim that are, you have an adam choshev that has avodim that will be able to be mechalim the merchatz for him matzei Shabbos, then you don't have to wait, then it's mutter miyad. It's mutter right away. Eva there we see that even though it's not a vadai that that's what happened, says Rashi, you're able to be toilet, misveiko, you're able to be toilet that Yesh Likloiz Veloimer Mishachashecha Uchamoy Deyavodim. You're able to be telling me Safik that it was done for this Adam Chashev, and therefore you're able to be Rechetz Bo Miyad. Now, the shayla is, it's not really Miyad, L'chayra. You have to wait for the amount of time, like the Ran points out, you have to wait for the amount of time that it takes for 10 people to be Mechamimim. The whole reason why it's Mutter is because you're able to be Tehila that it was heated up by 10 Avadim after Shabbos. So the whole Kula is that there was no Malacha that was done on Shabbos. You're able to be Tehila, the Kula, according to Shmuel. Bethlehem Shmuel's Shita is that anytime that you have a Suffolk, before in Rashi Behemshah, that it's a sign whether or not it's a suffix, whether or not a malacha was done. Like the case of Chalili. We don't know if it came from outside the tchum. Sigh whether or not you have a suffix, whether it was done for Yisrael. For sure a malacha was done, but you don't know if it was done for Yisrael or for a guy. You're able to be tailored with tchum. We bring a raya from Merchot. We don't know what happened. Was it Nischamim on Shabbos, possibly for Yidin? Or did it happen after Shabbos for this Adam Choshev? Aye, how could it have happened after Shabbos? It happened very quickly after Shabbos, because he has Avadim and they're able to do it right away. Says we have a raya from Rabbi Yehuda that we're able to be Tehillah Kulo. We don't say it was done on Shabbos for the Yidin, we say it was done after Shabbos for this Adam Chashev. Now, the shayla is, if you have to wait till after Shabbos, till the amount of time that 10 Avadim are able to be Mechamimit, so then L'chur, that's Bechdei Shiyasa. That's not a raya that you're able to be, it's mutter to be Rechetz Bo Miyad. According to Shmuel, when it's Bo Mimachum Karav Chashin Lekula, it's Chashin Lekula that you're able to be Rechetz Bo Miyad. It's mutter Miyad. You don't have to, even have to read Bekdei Shiyasu, says Rashi. Shaila is, L'chura, what raya do you have from the Hemshech and Gemara, from Merchat? L'chura, Merchat, you have to wait. It's only going to be mutter if you have the ability to taino that it got heated up after Shabbos. If it got heated up after Shabbos, that's already Bekdei Shiyasu. And the truth is, the Ramban esses on Rashi. The Ramban is Mahatzah, he says you can't learn like Rashi, that the Raya to Shmuel, that Shmuel goes Lekula, and the Raya is from Merchat, because from Merchat there is no Raya, because that's Bechdei Shiyasa. And that's Be'emes how the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns, Elam Kein Bo Mimachum Karev, Nochri Shehevi Chalilim B'Shabbos, La Yisben Mi'Yisrael Elam Kein Bo Mimachum Karev, and if it was Bo Mimachum Karev, then it's Mutter when? It's Mutter Miyad, or it's Mutter Bechdei Shiyasa? Says the Ramban, it's Mutter Bechdei Shiyasu. It's not Mutter Miyad. Just the Mishnah didn't have to write it because no one makes Levaya the second after Yontif, the second after Shabbos. So for sure, by the time, how long did it take to get to Chalilin? Therefore, you're able to be tailored that you already had that amount of time. He says, and that's the Raya and Merchatz also. You also need Bechdei Shiyasu. Rechetz Bo Miyad is Bechdei Shiyasu because you're able to be tailored that it was heated up after Shabbos. But according to Rashi, Rashi learns not the way. Rashi says, Lehedi not the way. Rashi says, "Seif to mehem amatei Shabbos miyad." If you're able to be tayla that it came on Matzei Shabbos, if you're able to be according to Shmuel, that says chashin and lekula, memela. When it says in the Mishnah, "Elam kein bo mimakom karev," it means you're able to be tayla. You're able to be seif in bohem miyad. If that's the case, what raya do you have from Erechutz Bechal like the Ramban asks on Rashi? Lechura, kokama that you have the ability to be tayla. You have the ability to be tailored that it was heated up after Shabbos. That is Bechdei Shiyasa. L'chor, you have to say with Das Rashi that that's not considered Bechdei Shiyasa. Even though you have the ability to get 10 Avadim, but that's not considered Bechdei Shiyasa. Bechdei Shiyasa is a normal case of Bechdei Shiyasa. That means the normal eifin of what a Yid would do to be able to get to be warm after Shabbos, the normal way to warm up a bathhouse after Shabbos, is for one person to heat it up, not to get 10 Avadim to go ahead and each one heat up a pot of water. The normal way is for one person to do it. Well, how long does it take for one person to do it? It takes 2 hours to heat it up after Shabbos. If you have 10 Avadim, it takes 20 minutes. But if you have one person is doing it by himself, it takes 2 hours. Memela, when it says Rechetz Bo Miyad, it doesn't mean Miyad the first second after Shabbos. Certainly you have to wait the 20 minutes that it's going to take 10 Avadim. But you don't have to wait the 2 hours because 2 hours is Bechdei Shiyasu. The lashon I found, the Hagor Sashri says in Beitza, in Perek Gimel, he says, "Ain derech," regarding to this tzir of Merchat, he says, "Ain derech lachzer achar avadim sheizamnu." There's no, the derech isn't to go get 10 avadim, that they should prepare the bath for the person. L'chura, if it would be a normal case, I was once asked, then what happens if a guy turns on somebody's boiler on Shabbos? His hot water boiler. his electric boiler. So now it takes, how long does it take for the electric boiler to, depending on what type you have, anywhere between a half an hour and 3 hours to get your whole, your boiler to boil it. Now, you also have a Yonkers. A Yonkers, you turn it on, and in 2 minutes the whole thing is hot. So the shaila is, the malacha that he did took 3 hours. He did it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It took 3 hours. The shaila is, you, my soy Shabbat. Do you have to wait 3 hours, or could you wait the 2 minutes? Because you have the ability to heat it up in a much easier way, that'll take 2 minutes. The malacha that the guy did took 3 hours. You have a way to do it in 2 minutes. L'chor, according to what we're saying now in Rashi, the only reason why it's not considered b'chadei shi'asa is because that's not the normal way to do it. But if you have a very normal way to heat it up the same way, then you, in the chanami, you wouldn't have to wait the 3 hours that it took the guy. You'd be able to do it in the chanami in 2 minutes.
Even though it's more expensive to run?
Even though it's more expensive to run. If it's not something that a person which stares at the chur, then it's not, that's what they should say. It doesn't have to heat the same water. You're never going to heat the same water. It was already picked off the tree. You're never going to pick off that fruit again. Shiyasu means that you have the same amount of time that you'll be able to do that malacha in theory. And then mainly you'll be able to, as long as you can run that water, and you'll have an entire boiler full of water in 10 minutes.
It's not that.
No, it's not that I'm not benefiting from that malacha. I can't benefit from the malacha which was done on Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Hemshel Gemara says also la'aron mechafer lekever. What v'chulu? It's not clear what the Gemara is going on. It's machlekes Rishonim. In fact, the Gemara my ha'chanami yamti mechadei shi'asu. How come the halacha is as such? You should also have to read mechadei shi'asu. And there's machlekes Rishonim. How do you understand the Gemara? Rashi understands that the Gemara Shail is going on, Otsulur Aron Mechafer LeKever, the halacha is, you're allowed to be chayv, you cover by Yisrael. And the mashmaos of you cover by Yisrael is you cover by Yisrael miyad, you're allowed to use it right away. In fact, the Gemara, Amai, Yochanam, Yamtu, Chadeshi Yasu. Over here it says Rashi, we should also wait Bechadeshi Yasu. Why should we mutter miyad? Should we wait Bechadeshi Yasu? Why should we wait Bechadeshi Yasu? Says Rashi, Nihidaloy Muchacha Milsa, even though it's not muchach, but maybe it was done for Yisrael. And therefore what? There's a suffix. And the suffix should be machmer. First of all, tzarech bir tuva, it says in the Mishnah, asu loy arin, chafru loy. Before that we're talking about an offering. Rashi says, bishvil nachri or limkor. Right? It says, if you did it in bishvil Yisrael, like over lamas. Mashma in the beginning it's talking about, it's pasha that it's for a guy. So how could you say that there's a suffix here, maybe it's done for you? The truth is, Malay Raim is Ma'ir this Nakuda. And he says, L'chor, that's why Rashi was Maisif in the Mishnah, B'shvil Nachri Oylimkor. When it says, Asu Loi, it doesn't mean that it was made Lehedia for a guy. It was made for a guy, for the Tzurich of a guy. But it could be that a Yid is going to use it. Oylimkor. It's not clear that it was made that a guy is going to use it. It was made for the Tzurich of the guy, that he's going to do something with it. He's going to give it to Yid, maybe, possibly. It could be that it was also, at the end of the day, it was made for a Yid. So made it. What's that? That's a big shadow when Adaita Danafshi is, and there's Rishonim that hold that Adaita Danafshi only helps by Dleiko, the Rishonim that holds that Adaita Danafshi only helps by Minyas Revach, anytime that it's any other Malacha, or it's any Hano, then the Chor would be also. So for many, but Pashtus, according to many Rishonim, it's not going to help with Adaita Danafshi. When does Adaita Danafshi help? Then exactly, we'll see, Bezer Hashem. And that's why it's not Pashtus at all, just because when you speak it out, the Karban Nasano, many of the people who came to speak about this Karban Nasano. The Karban Nasano says that many people, maybe you should wait for it, but we have to speak it out with the Dover Choshev. The Karban Nasano says, then when a guy does a diet of the nafshi, it's mutter. And then it says, maybe this is a smach for the minhag ha'olam. That they pay a guy for any time that a guy does a malach on Shabbos for him, they pay the guy. And the melech, we have a way out, basically, because any time the guy does it, it's a diet of the nafshi. And like I mentioned in the past, that's how it is in Beitar. Farej, the Arab, or whoever it is, that he goes around, he charges 20 shekel for any time that he comes to a person's house. And the pashas, the reason is that it should be that a diet of the nafshi. The shayla is, does that help b'chlal? We'll see the b'halacha is not happy with this government tano. B'halacha we go not this way. Doesn't help you. The pashtas, even though there are things that are daita d'nafshei, if it's hano's goof, like Taisa says, it's not, we don't recommend the daita d'nafshei, and it's still going to be also to turn on the light, ukedema, to turn on the heater, to turn on the light, mazgan, these things, it's not going to help even though it's a daita d'nafshei. Even though he's getting paid. Now, so we start, Rashi says, the Gemara Shaila is, maybe it's made for Yisrael. And since it was maybe it was done for Yisrael, we should be Tayle l'chumra. So who's the Gemara asking according to? According to Rashi, according to Shmuel, anytime we have a suffix, we're Tayle l'kula. It's only in Rav. Kum Tayle l'chur, it's in Rav. The Gemara is asking Yisrael b'das Rav, which is Tzorach B'yar Tuba, because we don't pass on like Rav. We have a Tani Kavasi to Shmuel. La'alacha you go like Shmuel. What's the episode of the Gemara? Is asking Rav. It's muchach, according to Rashi, that we're asking Rav. Misveku, we should be toiled the chumro, and we should say that it's aser. And that we say no. Even alibud the Rav, how come I asking about in besratio? It's clear that the type of kever was made for a guy, it wasn't made for a yid. The Rif, on the other hand, he learns not that way. Also loy aron mechafel lekever v'chulu. It's going by the maskano. It's going in the sefer of the Mishnah. In bishvil Yisrael lekaver by alamis. In a case where the kever was made for a yid, lay covered by a lamis, now we get back to our original question, what's the purpose that there's such a din of lay covered by a lamis? Hochanami, it should be b'chdeshi yasu. Hochanami, yamti b'chdeshi yasu. The whole, you should only be asu b'chdeshi yasu. Where do we ever find that something is asu or a lamis? And for the Gemara, hocha, b'aymir b'asratio. We're talking about something which is very public. And b'meila, it's going to be a big bizarre for a mace to be nikva there. So you're right that b'etem normally, we never ask anything with Eishi Yaseh, but in a case where it's going to be a big bizayin to be kover the yid there, then in Echanami, we're not going to allow the yid to ever be nene from that. Now, because it's clear that this yid is going to be buried forever for Lenetzach Netzachim until Tchias HaMeisim. He's going to be he's going to be buried here in a kever which was Dogon Shabbos. So Kum Tarets, we ask L'chatchila, what's up? Where's this din? In Bishwe Yisrael, you cover by Olamis. Where does we ever have a din of Olamis? L'chor, the Isra Ano, is only that you shouldn't be Nene, Mimlech on Shabbos, Melachos Shabbos. Says the Rif, this is only a din. Balmar says, L'hedio, it's not Peshar Melachos. It's only been a gear to a kever, because it's a bizarre for the meat. However, Rashi clearly learns not that way. Rashi and Taisus also, been a gear to Chalilin. Both Rashi and Taisus are Taisus, like the Mashal Bavarn. The Taisus also maskim that by Chalilin Be'etzim would be also a lamis, if not for the fact that it was brought for a few different people as opposed to one person. So we see even by Chalilin, which is not a kever, it's also a lamis. However, the truth is that the Rishonim that learned that Chalilin is also, it's a dover of a mace, it's kashur to a mace, and therefore it's also a bizayin because it's a dover Shebe Farhesion. It's a dover which is kashur, the whole union of mace. What? Mace Yisrael. Kashur to a mace of Yisrael, and therefore it's also more of a bizayin, and therefore it's aser. Aser l'olam. However, but that's Rashi is still not going to help us. For Taisus maybe it'll help us, for Rashi it's not going to help us. Because Rashi says, the Gemara brings a raya from Merchas to the din of Chalilin. So Rashi says, we can't bring a raya from Merchas to Chalilin, because by Merchas it doesn't say that it's aser l'olam. However, by Chalilin it's aser l'olam. So he says, I'll tell you why. By Chalilin it's Asher Lo'ilim because it's Muchach that it was brought for Yid. As opposed to a Merchas, it's not Muchach that it was done for Yid. Mashma that if it would be Muchach that it was done for Yid, there was only a Yid in the city, and there's one guy who's the bath keeper, and he's the one that heats the bathhouse, then in Echnab would be Asher Lo'ilim to use that water. You'd have to drain the water. It's not talking about a mace. Elamai, it's Muchach and Rashi that any time that you have a malacha which was done, which is muchach that it's done for a yid, then memela is going to be asur l'olam. And it's mavur this way in the Rambam also. The Rambam says any malacha which is done before hesia, he says it's a little different shprach than Rashi. Rashi says that it's muchach that it was done for a yid. Tosis, the Rambam says it's before hesia, then it's going to be asur l'olam. Anytime it's going to be asur l'olam. So we have b'das hashar yishenim. We could say the only time that there's a din of le'yikavah by olam is only with regard to kever or chalilin possibly. But in Rashi says we have shver, where does it come from, b'chlal this din of lo yikaver by elamis? The whole isser hana is that you shouldn't be nana from melach which was done on Shabbos. Over here, l'chor, you're not being nana from melach which was done on Shabbos. B'chlal yish la'ayin, that if it's true, like Rashi is saying, that anytime it's muchach, that the melach was done for a yid, then it's also la'olam. So then, any time that Yid asks a guy to do a malacha, it should be also la'olam. If a Yid asks a guy to do a malacha, and the guy does a malacha for him, whatever it is, it should always be also la'olam. It shouldn't be also just with days yes, it's murach that he did it for the Yid. The truth is, not so far off. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds this way. Rabbeinu Yerucham brings down that halacha, any time that a Yid does a malacha for a guy, because the Yid, because he was asked to by a Yid to do the malacha, it's also la'olam. However, la'alacha, we go not that way. The Mechaber brings down the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says, the Rambam says, la'hedi, not that way. The Rambam says, even when the malacha was a Yid asked the guy to do the malacha, nevertheless, it's only going to be asr b'chdei shiasu, v'naktinon kavaseis, says the Beis Yosef. We pass like the Rambam. So the Rambam is the one that holds that if it's the davar which is b'far hetzia, maybe al derech Rashi, that mucha milsa, it's not exactly the same shprach. Maybe the Rambam is not so sure. But the Rambam says, la'hedi, and that's the way we pass on la'alacha, that any time that a Yid esk is going to do malacha, it's mutter b'chdei shiasu. The shail is, b'far according to Rashi, any time that it's mucha, that a malacha was done for a Yid, we say that it's aser lo'elam. In this case, where Yid asked a guy to do malacha, the chayyim should be aser lo'elam.
Could Rabbi Yerucham, if you're passing a guy
on
air conditioning, you have to
leave your
house for Shabbos?
Oh, we'll get to that. You have a very good question. There's a Yerushalmi that saves us, Baruch Hashem. Yerushalmi says that if a malacha was done in a Yid's house, then the Yid does not have to leave his house. And the question is exactly what he's allowed to do in the house. If your light was turned on, he's allowed to stay in the house. He doesn't have to leave the house. However, he's not allowed to use the light. He's not being mishtamish. He's allowed to stay in the house and be nene. He's allowed to enjoy the light that's there. However, he's not allowed to read something. So you're not allowed to be mishtamish. You're allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to be mishtamish. Mamela, you might have to go to a different room to leave your house for the mazgan. I don't know if you'll ever have to do that. But to be nene, you're not supposed to be nene. However, you do not have to leave your house. We'll see in the Yerushalmi. Another shaila is that if you understand like Rashi that chalilin is aser la'olam, anytime that you know that it was done for Yid, it's going to be aser la'olam. So then the shaila is in Vosgei the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that anytime that you have a suffix, according to Rashi, Rav holds that anytime that you have a suffix, whether or not it was done for Yid, the chalilin was brought for Yid, then we say that they're aser. Shmuel same as suffix, we go l'kulam. Now, we understand Shmuel. Shmuel is a klal, safek derabon al kulam. You have a safek whether or not a malacha was done. A malacha is goy. But pashas, it's not a iser daraisa. Befrat over here, we're talking about tchumim. It's only iser derabonin. Bechlal, anything that a goy did, l'chor should be derabonin. But even without that, it's tchumim is iser derabonin. Memeila, it's a safek derabonin, we go to kulam. What epis that Rav is going to be machmir? How come Rav is going to be machmir in the chur? What happened to the klal of the Rabban Lekulam? What's that? Oh, so if you look at the Ramban, and this is the way that Kama Mefarshim and Paisim go, and this is what Mishra Berurah brings down. The Rav is machmir. Why? And the Shita machmir is because it's the Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Until you're able to wait till Bichdei Shiyasu. The only time the Gemara says in Beit Adav Dalad with Aleph that the only time that we say Savi Darban Lekula is when it's not a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. What's the davar sheish lamatirim? Something which behem shechazman is going to have a heter. So Rashi says, why do I have to be tzaymich on safay darabon lekula and maybe eat something which is aser? Wait till it's for sure mutter. So mamela, if I can wait to bichdei sheyasu, then it'll be mutter lekula yalma, and therefore there's no din of safay darabon lekula. But that's all fine if you hold that the chalilin are going to be mutter bichdei sheyasu. But if you hold that the chalilin are going to be aser, even la'olam, then there is no davar sheish matirin. It's not a davar sheish matirin b'chlal because it's never going to have a heter. So according to the rest of Rishayim, it was very geshmak that chalilim are going to be mutter b'chdei sheyasu. Samil, that's sheitas Rav. He holds that we don't say the dinner safek darabanan l'kula because it's a davar sheish matirin, as opposed to Rashi that holds that chalilim are aser la'olam l'chura. Where's the mocking for Rav to be machmer? L'chura should say safek darabanan l'kula. Oh, very good. It's not going to help, but that help you for Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that holds that it's mutter. How can we say something that one of the kula lechera? It's a davar sheish matirin. So the shaila is if we say the tzlach, the famous yisrael the tzlach. The tzlach says yisrael. This is handled in the achrenim. I don't want to lose the ilum too much, but a lot of the ilum saw the yisrael. So just mention the kalachayad. The din of davar sheish matirin is that atzatechlenu misatechlenu beheter. If you have a beitza, shenol de biyamtiv. It's a suffix. It was nol de biyamtiv. You don't know. So it's a suffix whether or not it's awesome. So we say, we don't say suffix that one of the kulon. We say that's a davar sheish matir. Wait till after Shabbos. Why eat it today and have a suffix whether or not you're doing an iser, even though you could have a dinner suffix that one of the kulon? Wait till tomorrow and it'll be for sure matir. Now that's only by an egg. You could only eat an egg one time. So either eat it today or eat it tomorrow. And then we say, eat it tomorrow instead of eating it today. But let's say we have a pot. And I can use the pot today, and I can use the pot tomorrow, and I can use the pot the next day, I can use the pot 150 times. Is there a din of davar sheish lamatirim to say, asher techlenu v'isher techlenu b'heter? For example, you have a treifa pot that can mix up in two other pots. Do we say, bittul b'rayv? Bittul b'rayv, you don't know which pot it is, it's mutter to use. Or do we say, no, you can do hagol on all the pots, and it'll be mutter. So says the tzlach, the Pesach Chuvah says v'das tzlach, he says, we don't say it's a davar sheish matirim, you can do hagol. Because davar sheish matirim is, why do your b'seimech l'kula now, when you can wait a little bit of time to be mutter? That's only if I'm going to use it one time. We say, instead of using it now, use it later. But here I want to use the pot 100 times. I want to use it now, I want to use it later, don't tell me to wait till later, I want to use it now and later. If I'm going to eat it only once, you can tell me, eat it later instead of now. But when the question is, I want to use it now and later, so Mamela, there's no din of davar sheish matirim. You can use it 100 times. And since you can use it 100 times, Mamela, there's no din of wait till tomorrow, I want to use it now and tomorrow. So Mamela Chalilin, maybe, is not considered a davar sheish matirim because you can use it 100 times. You can use it more than one time.
For this funeral, it's once.
For this funeral, it's once. Maybe that's Shannon Rav. Oh, very good. Okay, we're getting a little bit, good time. Some people tanya Chalilin and Takar not. Or not used once. It was bought specifically for this funeral, for this levaya, maybe that's not considered. So we're back to Shver L'Chor. According to Rashi, we have a few different aras over here. If you hold, we have three basic aras on Shitas Rashi. And that is, Rashi holds that Halilin are Asr La'olam. If it was done for sure for Yid, it's Asr La'olam, because it's Mucha Milsa that it was done for Yid. And we saw in Rashi that that's not just with regard to Halilin, it's any Malacha which is done for Yid, it's Mucha that it was done for Yid, it's going to be Asr La'olam. And we have three Shailas. The first Shaila that we have is, where does this knas come from? L'chur, according to Rashi, the whole issur to be nene is only b'zdei she'yaseh. You shouldn't be nene for the malacha which was done on Shabbos. If it's over here, as long as you waited that amount of time, it should be mutter. Why do we asur l'olam? The second question is that if it's asur, if any time that it's muhach that it was done for a yid, it's asur l'olam. So any time that a yid asks a guy to do something, so then it should be asur l'olam because muhach that he did it for the yid. And the third question is, if it's asur l'olam, so what's pshan in Shmuel? What's pshan in Rav? That Rav says we don't say safek there are one of the kula over here. L'chur, there's no davar sheish matirin because it's asur l'olam. So the truth is that the Rishonim already mitiachas to the shayla, and the Rishonim say that in a chanami, even according to Rav, would be teila l'kula. Rav would be maskim that would be teila l'kula. It's dafke chalilin. The Ran says dafke chalilin. His lashon is. Miu mistavra dahani mili b'mibi chalilin. Right, he's going in the chumra. V'nim talinir alach l'fishi tazuz. Kol heichad emasavtalon milsa talina l'chumra. Umiu mistavra dahani mili b'mibi chalilin shadarkin l'havin v'chutz l'tchum. It's only by chalilin. Chalilin is there to bring this matter to the tchum. Why? I don't know. That's what he says. That's what other Rishonim say also. The Rajba. Other Rishonim say the same thing. Chalilin, they weren't found in town. Bechinami Bernachi Shaven Dur and Venashari Mavir, also the Gemara in Beta, the Kohani Kilamechashem of Hutatim Havim. Abel Bernachi Shashari Ime Vir, appears between Vir, he says, Kanim to Kanhoyim. But there are Klawanachashish, you found it in the city in the morning, you don't have to be Khashish that maybe came from outside the town. Even Rav is maskim that we go to Kulo. So we ask, why does Rav go to Chumra? We should say, Safi Darbana the Kulo. Teretz is not a Safi over here. The Roiv is, the Mustaver is, that it came from outside the Chum. The only question is, if that's the case, that Be'etzem, every time, even Rav is masking that we go l'kula, so Kum says, there's really no machlekes. Rav and Shmuel both hold, anytime you have a suffix, we go l'kula. The only case is by Chalilin, it's Masavah that came from outside of the Chum, so therefore Rav says we go l'chumra. Shmuel says, no, we don't have this davros. Maybe we take a lekula. Eivazei, Rav and Shmuel both hold. Anytime you have a suffix when you get to Melech Shabbos, we're taking a lekula. Shaila is, how does this stem with the sugi that we saw in Beitza? Amar of Papa, Hilchasa, not a shaila of halacha. Hilchasa, Nachri Shehivi there in Avoy Yisrael. Im Yesh Ba'isa Amin B'Mechuber, Asurin, Ule Erev Nami Asur B'Leishi Asum. If a guy brought a present for a yid, fruits he brought for a yid. Im Yesh Ba'isa Amin B'Mechuber, if that min has, he brought apples. If there are apples that are attached, it's not just that the apples in the city or around town are in the stores, and you can't find apples on trees. If there are apples that are on trees, then we say that it's also b'tei yasu. Why? Because we say that maybe the Nachri plucked it off the tree. The shaila is, both Rav and Shmuel are maskim that suffix are one of the kulam. That anytime they have a suffix, whether or not a malach was done for a yid, then we say it's fake l'kulam. We're not precious l'chumra. So what's epis? That Rav Papa says that we go lechumra, lechura, over here we paskin, even if we don't paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel, that we go lechula. But we want to tell you that even Rav is maskin, that best we'd always go lechula. What's up is that, how do we stem the two halachas? In our sugi it seems that we go lechula, anytime we have a suffix when an adam halacha was done for a yid, we go lechula. Masha'in came in Beitza, it says mefurish, Rav Papa says the halacha is, anytime you have a suffix whether or not it was plucked off a tree, you go lechumra. So the truth is that the Rishayim Mishachat to this shal also, the Ran and the Rajbah, they bring down from Binu Yerino, that anytime they have a suffix benegeta fruit, if they're Yesh B'mina B'mechumer, if a guy brought you a present, and there's fresh fruit to be plucked, then you have to presume that he plucked the fresh fruit. He's not taking old fruit. But mainly if there's fresh fruit around, then it's not a suffix. It's not begeta suffix, it's a vadai. In a chanami, normal, if you have a klat suffix, it's a mechza, then we're telu l'kula. And we say that a malacha wasn't done for Yid. However, in a case where you have chalilin, which mistaver came from outside this chum, or you have peris, which mistaver that they were fresh and they're plucked today, then in a chanami, you go to kulam. That answers the third question. What's epis that Rav is machmer lechura? That we say for somebody that are one of the kulam. And then we say no. Over here, there's mistaver that it came from outside. We still have the first two aris, and that is what's epis that we cannot over here. And how come lechur we don't say anytime that yid asks a guy to do something, you should say that it's mucha milsa and it's aser for yid la'ilam. So the truth is, to be masber a little bit shitas Rashi in Mechdeshi Yasu, Rashi says in Chavdal and Mirbeis, we saw this in Machlekes on Chavdal and Mirbeis in Beitza, as to what the reason it is to be why it's aser to be nenef the malach of a guy, which was done on Yontif for Shabbos. Rashi learns with Alam Rebbeis that it's aser because you're not allowed to be nana from Malacha that a guy did for you. Taisus is chaylik. Taisus says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because of Chesh that maybe we can come to ask the guy to do Malacha for you. Tell me Kama Nafkamina, the Taisus says. Now, but that's Rashi. So Rashi says, the reason is you're not allowed to be nana from Malacha that a guy did. The first Nafkamina between him and Taisus is what's going to be if a guy does a Malacha for you on the first day of Yontif. How long do you have to wait to be nana? Can you wait till the following evening? You'll be waiting to the night of the second day of Yontif. Or do you have to wait to Maitzai Yontif, the second day? Do you have to wait 2 full days? Or you can wait till the following day with Lei Shiyasu? Taisa says, the chash is that you're going to come to ask a guy to do it for you. So if you know that if I ask a guy on the first day, I'll be able to do it and use it on the second day, so you're going to come to ask a guy. Because if you wanted to do it, then you'd have to wait 2 full days till after the Yontif. So therefore, you're going to be Marviach if you ask a guy. Says Taisvis, you have to wait. Ain't a choyti nisker. We're going to come to ask a guy. Therefore, you have to wait till after the second day. Rashi says no. The only reason why you're not allowed to be nene is because you're not allowed to be nene from malacha which was done on Yontif. So Rashi makes a glass of cheshbon. He says if a guy did malacha on the first day of Yontif, only one of the suffik when Yontif sheni shogalias, only one of the days is really Yontif. We just don't know which day is Yontif. Either the first day is Yontif or the second day is Yontif. Memeila, if you did malacha on the first day, if you wait till Bechdesh Yasu of the second day, then Ramana Shachar fine. Why? Because if the first day wasn't Yontif, then he didn't do a malach on Yontif. You're allowed to use it right away. You're even allowed to use it the day before him. Elamai, the first day is Yontif, so then the second day is not Yontif. And Ramayla, the second day is Bechdesh Yasu. You're able to, you left enough time on a day of Yontif that the malacha could be done. And Ramayla, the Man of Shach all you have to wait is the Vayishiyasu, you do not have to wait any longer. The question is, what's the Taishin Rashi? What's the reason why we said that you have to wait for the Vayishiyasu? You shouldn't be Nene from the Malacha of the Gai. What does it mean you shouldn't be Nene? Because if you would want to do it, you wouldn't be able to do it on Yontif. So therefore, if you're going to be Nene from the Malacha of the Gai, that means you're being Nene from something which was done on Yontif. So now, when could you do it? When you have no ability to do it. The Yid himself, Lamaisa, has no ability to do it. Forget that he's not going to come to ask a guy. The question is, though, you're being Nene from the Malacha which was done on Yontif, because had it not been done, and you wanted to do it, you'd have to wait till after Yontif. So any time that it's before the time that you're able to do it yourself, then you're being Nene from Malacha which was done on Yontif. As they fact the Machdus of Shekel and Rashi, in Simen Tavkuf Tesvav, which is the lachas of Yontif, of a guy that brings something for a year on Yontif. This is in Bagan Avram Sukkot Neches. So the Chora, we should say that very good that in Cheshbin, one of the days is not Yontif. But Klapei the Yid, one of the days, both of the days are Yontif. So Klapei the Yid couldn't have done anything. So you want to know, the Yid is not allowed to be Nene from a lach which was done by a guy on Yontif. If you're being Nene, if you can't do the Malacha, so then you're being Nene from what the guy did on Yontif. So L'chor you have to say, L'chor it's Azekum Tais from Kiveger. Kiveger is Matzai and the Machzis Shekel in the same place on that Magen Avraham Sukkot Neches. And he says, Klapei Shmaya Galya, L'maisa only one of the days is Yontif. Marila, Klapei Shmaya Galya, there's the guy didn't do a Malacha on Yontif. In other words, the guy did. When he did Malacha on the first day, it was very possibly not Yontif. And even if it was Yontif, you left time on the second day, and Klapei Shmaya Galya, the second day is not Yontif. So even though the guy didn't do the Malacha on the second day, but you're not being Nene from that Malacha that the guy did. Because let's say, Lamashal, the guy did it twice. What did he do? He plucked an apple for you. So let's say he plucked the apple on the first day of Yontif, and he plucked the apple right away on the second day of Yontif. For sure, one of them was done beheter. Klapei Shmaya Galya, one of these apples was done beheter. You gotta just don't know which one. So therefore, you have a suffix, and therefore you would never be allowed to do it. You wouldn't be able to pluck an apple down the first day and the second day, because you don't know which day is mutter. However, Klapei the guy that did it, Klapei Shmaya Galya, one of those apples was picked beheter. Since one of those apples was picked beheter, one apple is mutter. So if you waited the amount of time after the first day that you could pluck an apple, so then you waited the amount of time that the guy could do in malacha for you. So Klapei Shmaya Galya, you were not being Nene from a malacha which was done on Shabbos. You're not being Nene from a malacha which was done on Yontif. Because there was time for that malacha to be done after Yontif. Kumtais, that the shir of B'chdei Shiyasu is not B'chdei Shiyasu of the Yid, when the Yid could do it. B'chdei Shiyasu doesn't mean the amount of time that it takes the Yid to do it. It means the amount of time that it takes the Goy to do it. Can the Goy do it beheter? As long as the Goy has the Yecholus now to do it, not on Yontif, then for you it's Mutar L'Chayo. So it's not a din in the Yid. According to Tesis, the whole thing is Tali in the Yid. It's Tali in the Yid. Does the Yid have the ability to do it? And Memela Kokama, that the Yid has no ability to do it, he has to wait till after the second day of Yontif. But according to the way that it comes down in Rashi, B'chdei Shiyasu doesn't mean the Yid, it means the Goy. Does the Goy have the ability to do it? Does the Goy have the ability to do it in an Eifel when there's no Malacha Shabbos? What's that? You're not being Nene from the Malacha's Goy on Shabbos, because that Malacha could be done already in an Eifel where it's not Shabbos. What's the problem of being Nene? You can't be Nene from a Malacha which was done on Shabbos. If this was a Malacha which was done, according for the guy doing it for you, you're not being Nene from what the guy did, because the guy could have done that even better for you. So that's not considered as if you're being Nene from what the guy did, because you could be Nene from in an iPhone where the guy did it, where there's no Malacha done. The problem is when the guy does the Malacha for you, but the guy is doing a Malacha. It's only if he's doing a Malacha. If he's not doing a Malacha, then there's no problem. So as long as you allowed him enough time that he could do it for you beheter, that it's not a malacha, then there's no problem with being Nene from malacha. But this is all with the Havana of Taisus Havana B'das Rashi. Taisus understood B'das Rashi that the Isser is glatz, you're not going to be nene from what a guy does for a yid. Why? Because that's a melacha, it's like a melacha Shabbos. The same way, the Taisus understands that it's mamish, the same din as when a guy, when a yid does melacha on Shabbos. Taisus even goes so far to ask, he says, why is by mevashel b'Shabbos, when a yid is mevashel b'Shabbos, how come it's not asur b'nei shiyasa? L'chori, you shouldn't be able to be nene melacha Shabbos. That means that Taisus understood, there's no difference whether, according to Rashi, there's no difference whether or not the yid does the malacha or the guy does the malacha. It's a malacha was done on Shabbos. And since the malacha was done on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. Taisus equates the two. A yid or a guy. Taisus also, we saw Taisus in Erevin brings down a rizvah that brings a raya to Shitas Rashi from a Taisefto. Why? It says that when a woman puts up a certain type of bean, im chashecha, on Erev Shabbos, and she's nene from the fact that it cooked on Shabbos, it's also my soy Shabbos b'fdei shiyaseh, and Yerushalmi says, Taisus brings down, kadesh lehenois b'meis Shabbos. Neshna anoy Shabbos olov. You shouldn't be nene from the melacha Shabbos. Says the Ritzvah, we have a riot, the Shitas Rashi, that the reason why you're not allowed to be nene from the melacha on Shabbos is that you shouldn't be nene from melacha Shabbos. Now that's all in Taisus' world, that there's no difference between whether or not a yid does a melacha, or a guy does a malacha, they're all the same thing. It's a malacha was done on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to be nene from it. Meila says it brings a raya from a case where the yid does a malacha, and it says you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha. Taisus also says that you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha which was done on Shabbos. But Meila Taisus says, let's say it took the guy 2 hours. Mango trees don't grow in Beis Yisrael. Mangoes only grow in Beit Shemesh. So the guy is going to take 45 minutes travel to Beit Shemesh and be able to pick a mango, and then he's going to come back 45 minutes. How long do you have to wait? Mitzvah Shabbos. The actual plucking of the mango took 1 second. The entire story took 1.5 hours and 1 second. 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back, and another second. How long do you have to wait? Says Taisus, according to me, the Dechshash is going to come to ask the guy, so then how much time did you gain by not asking the guy? 1.5 hours. And a second. You have to wait 1.5 hours and a second. According to Rashi, you're just not allowed to be nene from the malacha which was done on Shabbos. How long was the malacha was done on Shabbos? The guy walked to Beit Shemesh. How long was the malacha that was done on Shabbos? 1 second. You plucked the mango. All you have to wait is 1 second. Meila, Taisus understands all you have to wait is 1 second. And Taisus understands that Mivashel B'Shabbos should be the same thing because the malacha was done on Shabbos. And the Rush says also, according to this, the part is you're not supposed to be nene on Shabbos. Says the Rosh, it makes no difference if it was done for this yid or for somebody else. Let's say Fred picked a mango for Chaim, his friend. Now Chaim can't use it, so he wants to give it to Shimon. Is it mutter or is it aser? Says the Rosh in Beitza, that according to Shitas Rashi, that you're not allowed to be nene from Malachas Yisrael, then Memele is aser for everybody. It's not just aser for Chaim, it's aser for Shimon and Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's also for everybody. Why? Because no one's allowed to be nene from Malachas Shabbos. It has nothing to do with who it was done for. They're going to come to ask. And Mamela, since that's not the reason, Mamela, Rashi says, the Gemara says at the end of the day, in Beitza, Chavdal, the Gemara says, Chafeim and Aleph, that if something was brought from outside of the Tchum, then it's usher for the person that it was brought for, and it's mutter for everybody else. And Rashi's Masmiya, what's epis? How come it's mutter for everybody else, and it's usher for this yid? Other way around. How come it's usher for this yid, and it's mutter for everybody else? The Chor should be usher for everybody. Where's the Makkah to be Mechalik? So he gives two terutzim. The second terutz he says is because I'll tell you the chiluk between him and somebody else. The chiluk between him and somebody else is that the person that it was brought for might come to ask a guy, might come to be shaleach achar a guy and ask him to do it in the future, as opposed to the person that it wasn't asked for. He doesn't even know who the guy is. He's not going to come to ask. It's in parentheses. His answer. Why is it in parentheses? Mashal takes it out. Mashal says that's all lefi shitas Taisus, but that's not shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha. It's nothing to do with coming to ask a guy. And memela, you have to take it out. That's all in Taisus' world. However, we mentioned last chaburo that the Rashba learns not this way with Das Rashi. The Rashba learns also Das Rashi. We had a tmir rabbos. I have no other answer except for this answer of the Rashba. I still have no other answer. And that is, what malacha was done when a guy does a malacha for a yid? If I didn't ask a guy to do a malacha for me, and the guy comes on his own volition and decides to do malacha for me, then what malacha was done? There's no iser for a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. What's the reason that it should be asr? Where is the makom to asr it? Malacha Shabbos? There is no malacha Shabbos. A guy is not mitzvah. Where is the tzad b'chlal to asr anything that a guy does for yid if the yid didn't ask him? If the yid asked him, then he have a problem with shlichus possibly. Dabar dover, shlichus, other reasons. However, if a guy does something without me asking him, where is the makom to asr b'chlal? No malacha was done whatsoever. Says the Rashba, and the truth is that the Bir Halacha brings this down. It's not just the Rashba, the Ritva says it with Das Rashi, and so does the Meiri say it with Das Rashi. The Bir Halacha learns this way with Das Rashi, and the Sfas Emes learns this way with Das Rashi. Sfas Emes and Beitzah and Chavdal and Mebeit. They learned that Rashi also understood that it's not just Tam, you're not allowed to be Nene from Lechas Shabbos. It's if we're going to allow you to be Nene from the Halacha that the guy did for you, then you're going to come to be Meikol in Isuri Shabbos, Mizal's on it, and you're going to come possibly to ask the guy. And Memeila, they said, since we're choshish for Zilzul of Shabbos, we're choshish that maybe there's going to become a kula in Hilchas Shabbos, you're going to start coming to ask a guy. Memeila Chazal asked you to be Nene from Melechas Goy. If that's the case, so then, Tosfos and Kasha, first of all, Benegea to how long is it going to be Aser when a guy does a Melacha for you? And he goes 45 minutes to Beit Shemesh, and he plucks his mango and comes back for 45 minutes. According to Rashi, how long is it going to be asur for? Tosfos says 1 second. Says the Rashba, says, and this is how the Mechaber paskins, even though he paskins with Rashi, it's asur for an hour and a half. Why? Because at the end of the day, even Bedas Rashi, we're choshish that you're going to come to ask the guy. The bottom line chshash is the chshash that you're going to come to ask the guy. And Memela, we're choshish and we're going to asur for an hour and a half. Not only that, according to Memela, also Tosfos Kasha is not Shmir, like the Rashi points out. Tosfos asks, by Mevashel B'Shabbos, when the Yid is Mevashel B'Shabbos, how come it's not Asur B'Dei Shiasur? So Tosfos says, oh, it must be because it's Melted L'Shchicha, he says Vadas Rashi. However, the Rashi says, no, the reason why it's Mutter is because, even according to Rashi, the Chashash is going to come to ask a Goy. That's only passes when a Goy did Malacha. When a Yid does Malacha, there's no Tzad, you're going to come to ask Yid. Not only that, is it going to be usher for everybody, or is it just going to be usher for the yid that it was brought for? So you could say, like Rashi says in Echanami, it will only be usher for the yid that it's brought for. It's not going to be usher for everybody else. Because it's not just that you shouldn't be nana from Alechas Shabbos, it's that you shouldn't come to ask him. And maybe you could be Gerus, the second Gerus of the second Teretz of Rashi. Because even Rashi, in one possibly, is maskim that the chash is that you're going to come to ask is. You're going to come to ask the guy. And Memela, they asked it only for the yid that it was done for. It wasn't done for anybody else. Kumtait, l'chur according to Rashi, that there's two gedarim to the sister. The malacha, the gedar is that you're not only being that, the sibas. Ha'isr, maybe we should say. The Siba that they answered it is we're scared that it's going to come to Zilzul Shabbat, it's going to come to be Mekel, and you come to ask a guy to do something. Memela, that's why they answered it. But what's the gether of the malach, of the Isr? The gether is not to be Nene from Malach Hazgun. Memela, it's only going to be Asr, on still going to, you're going to have a Heter on a 2-day Yantif. Because Lamai is not being Nene from Malach Hazgun. The gather of the Isser was, the Siba, why they answered it, is that you shouldn't come to go ahead and ask a guy. However, what's the gather? The gather is, don't be Nene from Melechas Shabbos. Don't be Nene from Melechas Yontif. And Memela, Kokama, that you have a Maman of Shach, that when he did it on the first day of Yontif, that by the second day of Yontif, Maman of Shach, it came out that you're not being Nene from the Melecha, then in a Konami, such a case, we're going to master it.
The gather doesn't take care of the whole Siba.
The gather doesn't take care of the whole Siba. You're going to have a case. The Siba in the Hanami, you have a Siba here. And Memela, we'll see that in certain cases in the Hanami it's going to be come out of Chumar according to Rashi in the Chur in a second. But there was a Siba, there is a bottom line Siba that Ken Zayin is going to change the Allah according to Rashi. But Lamaisa, the gather of the Isser, the gather of the Isser is only when it's considered you're being Nana from the Lach of the Guy. If you're not considered being Nana from the Lach of the Guy, then the Hanami is not going to be also. That?
What was that? There's no
Esther.
You guys are not doing anything.
No, so Rashi doesn't ask like that, but Lachur, The goy is not, no. The sibas ha'itzer is, the bottom line itzer is, the reason why we're goyzer is because we're scared that it's going to come to something. The shayla is, what's the gather itzer? The gather itzer is, the same way that we astered al derech, you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha that a yid did, you're also not allowed to be nene, ki'ilu when a goy does it, it's going to, you're not allowed to be nene from his malacha. Ki'ilu as v'tzatzer. The shayla is, there's no itzer there. So why should we aster it? Yeah, because there's a sibah way you should aster it, because we're scared you're going to come to it. However, the gather of the Isra, Chazal said, don't be nene. That's lamaisa what Rashi says. You're not allowed to be nene. At the end of the day, he says that. That is the gather of the Isra. The reason why you're not allowed to be nene, Rashi doesn't say the other town. Rashi says the reason why you're not allowed to be nene is because you're not allowed to be nene from Lechaz Goy. The question is, where is their malacha b'chlal? So he said, yeah, you're right. The gather of the Isra is that you shouldn't be nene from Lechaz Goy. The sibas of the Isra is, and that Rashi didn't tell you, is because we're scared you're going to come to ask him. But lamaisa, they gave it a certain gather. And therefore the gather is, don't be nene from Lechaz Goy. Is there any malacha that a guy does? No, there's no malacha that a guy does. That's the gather that they gave, so that you shouldn't come to go ahead and ask a guy in the future. You shouldn't come to be mezalz and chalas. If that's the case, then maybe you could taina that that's the siva for the knas. Why, when something is done for a yid, it's muchacha milsa, that it's also lo'ilam. If the whole, even Rashi's maskim, that there's a chashash going to come to mezalzel, memela, that's the siva se'isr. So memela, in a case where there's a big muffin for zilzel, because it's muchacha milsa, that it was done for a yid, then we could ask for lo'ilam. In a case where it's muhav that was done for a yid, the whole reason, even Rashi's maskim, it's not just that you shouldn't be nene, that was the gather. But the siva se'isr was, that you should, the siva se'isr is that you shouldn't come to be mezalz on Shabbos. Shloyavu la'achuli ve'ek, I think it's lashon of the Rajma. And to ask the guy, you shouldn't come to be mezalz on Shabbos. And that's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, anytime that it's done before Hetzion. Rashi didn't, he didn't say exactly like Rashi, that it's muhav milsa. But that's the nekuda. The nekuda is that when it's done b'far hetzi, it's done in an open where it's mucha chamilsa, a guy brought a chalil for a, there's only one dead person here. Or, the way the Ramban says it, that goyim don't use chalil in b'chlal. So it's for sure it's done for yid. So it's clear from the ma'isa that the guy did, that a malacha was done for the yid here, then, in such a case, they asked it to learn. Because that's a big mucha for zilzul. Because it's clear to everybody that it was a malacha was done for Shabbos. A malacha Shabbos was done. Where it's not muchach, then we have the gedarim of not to be nene, so as long as you're not nene, that's okay. Where it's muchach and it's big zilzul, then they answer it la'ilam. So it's a takeoff. So we have both of them. On that we think we have both of them. L'chura, according to Rashi, the Rashi together is, was a malach, was an isser done? That's defined. Was an isser done, or was an anna isser done? In other words, we look at it as if an isser was done of the goy. That's the gather. If you have an oifin where it's going to come out that an isser wasn't done, in Echanam, you're going to have the kula there. At the end of the day, there's not going to be very much of a nafkamina between Rashi and Taisus. At the end of the day, the way that we're learning. The only nafkamina is going to be in one case, the one case over here, and one case l'chumra. The case by Shneyam Tem Shagolias, and so he bets him hold of the other chash that Taisus holds of. But Lamaisa, it has a gather only when it's considered as if the Goyim is Malacha. That's the gather that Chazal gave to the Chashash. So it's really, Adera Thesis. Vassim or Choshesh, they're going to come to ask the Goyim. But Chazal gave it a certain gather. And that is when Malacha was done. Now, when there's more of a Chashash of Azul, they ask the Goyim. And if that's the case, you could say that when a Yid asks, our other question was, when a Yid goes ahead and asks the Goyim to do Malacha, it should be Asr La'olam. Over there, you don't have the Zilz of Shabbos. It's not for Hesi, like the Rambam says. It's not Mukha Chamilsa from what the guy did. The guy's malacha, it's not Mukha Chamilsa. When the guy goes ahead and plucks an apple, it's not Mukha that he did it for a Yid. It's only Mukha because we know that a Yid asked him. When a guy brings Khalilin, then even without any Yid asking him, the Maisa shries that I'm doing it for a Yid because there is only one Yid there. So it's Mukha Chamilsa, that's a big zilzul. Mashenkin, in a case where a Yid asks the guy to do something, and the guy does it, it's not Mukha Chamilsa from what the guy did. It's no way Mukha Chamilsa from what the guy did that he's doing it for a Yid. It's only because the Yid asked him, that's how I know that he's doing it for a Yid. Therefore, there's no zilzul, there's no farhesi, like the Rambam says. It's not Mukha Chamilsa, and Mamela, it's not going to be Asr La'erdom. Now, it's going to come out, according to this, the Charen Cheshvin, that we're going to have a Chumar B'das Rashi. Taisa says B'das Rashi, and this is the Charen, how it should come out, is that, let's say you have a Yontif, which is Samech to Shabbos. Let's say we have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, which is some of the Shabbos. And Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, according to Rashi, a goy does a malacha for a yid on Thursday. And the yid wants to use it on Shabbos. He wants to use it as soon as possible. When is the first time that he could use it? So Taisa says, Taisa in Beitzo, Chavdala in Beitzo says, a chiddush. It brings down from Rabbi Yehuda, that he brought down earlier in Taisus. And he says a chiddush. He says, the whole chash that we said is that you're going to come to go ahead and ask a guy to go do malacha for you. You would never ask a guy to do malacha for you if you're only going to be able to be nene in a few days from now. To ask a guy to do a malacha for you on Thursday that you're going to be able to name nene from it on Shabbos, that you're not going to do. The male in the case, you'll be able to matter you, even though we should say that when a guy does a malacha for you on Thursday, when Thursday, Friday is Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos falls out afterwards, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you have 3 days. When a guy does a malacha for you on Thursday, really it should be usher till Moitzoy Shabbos. Says Taisus and Vodala Mebeis, it's only going to be usher for 2 days. It's not going to be usher for 3 days. Then it brings down the Yishla Achmer, but it's only usher for 2 days. Why? Because there's no chash. They're going to come to ask a guy to do this for you, that you should save 1 day. Besim, you would have to do it for 3 days, and you're going to save 1 day, and it'll be much of you in 2 days. You ask a guy to do something for you, if you can be able to be nene for it now, or in a day or so, but to be only be nene for it in 2 days, and you will save yourself 1 day, that says you don't have a chash. That's according to the Shittos. But according to Rashi, in such a case, the Chora, when a person did a malacha, a guy did a malacha on Thursday of Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to be usher on Thursday, and it's going to be usher on Friday, and it's going to be usher on Shabbat. Because there was never a time that the goy could have done the malacha that it was not a malacha. Since the gather is the goy doing a malacha? Are you being nana from a malacha which was guided on Shabbos? Only when you have 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shogalis, there you have the Maman of Shach. And the male you could say that B'chdesh Yasro, the second night, is already. You're not being nana from the malacha that the guy did. But where you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 1 day of Shabbos, l'chor according to Rashi, it's going to come out of Chumrah that you have to wait until Matzah Shabbos.